My concern, this is what I think is going to happen. Even if we somehow convince a house full of Democrats to accept Ron Paul's agreement here, I think
Rand Paul's.
Rand Paul's piece of healthcare plan. I honestly, even if that miracle happens, I think that in that plan, there's probably going to be something about states being able to choose something for their own constituents, and you're going to see like public options in California,
okay,
and in New York and in Vermont.
Is that not an improvement?
Okay. Real quick.
I'm not saying that's a bad thing. I think that you know.
Wait, why do you need to convince Democrats?
For socialized medicine is a great thing, because while states like Texas, states like California start to fail, and you'll start to see wait lines and all that other stuff. Once that starts to happen, I think that's a good thing. But I think that you're just going to see this complete divergence in policy throughout the United States. So all of a sudden, leftists are going to accept federalism, and they're going to accept.
Okay.
Oh no. Real quick. Why do you think that we're going to need a house full of Democrats to accept it? Why do you think that?
No, because the Democrats won the House.
But this doesn't need to be passed through the House, does it?
Yes, it. What, are you kidding me?
It's a huge piece of legislation. No.
What are you talking about?
No. It, like, just this being struck down.
Oh, no. We're talking about the replacement plan.
Real quick, I have the confusion. We don't need, but this, I'm just talking about this alone.
This alone, it's the Supreme Court. Just the Supreme Court.
Yeah, this is something
so that, we don't need
obviously,
them.
There's going to have to be a replacement health care plan if,
right.
in fact, Obamacare is unconstitutional.
No, not necessarily.
Unless the left just plans on using the iron fist and say, well, we don't care if that's unconstitutional.
Not necessarily.
What do you mean?
We could just keep it without anything. We could just not replace it with anything.
That'd be a bad idea.
I would like that, but that's not
But we're happen. Not, but if we do,
like
that do
because a free, that's what a free market crushed. Is. The free market is the absence of any
Right, but not to pretend that without Obamacare it's suddenly a free market, but it's still better than what it was with Obamacare. So, I mean, because, you know, you still have the concept of insurance. And I here's what I think.
It's big.
No, obviously this is big, but I don't think fundamentally this requires us to get them to agree to a new bill. We can just go without
it. I think it really does. I think this is a perfect debate to have for next week, but I do want to read this. I want to write a lot of this stuff. We can all read the links and everything, because this is all breaking now. So
unless you
there will be a lot more developments.
Quick question.
What?
So do you think theoretically then that we could somehow get them to agree to what we want?
Somewhat. There will be capitulation. What do you think, Esteban?
Well, there's no bill because we have the Senate. So, I mean, it's not like we're going to pass single-payer health care this time around.
No. I'm saying like...
If Rand Paul and if the Republicans, if the Liberty Republicans come up with a bill and they have some sort of capitulations in the bill, I think that that's going to... probably be it.
Yeah, it's gonna be like some of what we want. It'll be something better than Obamacare, but not what we want here. So then Trump just tweeted a couple hours ago. He's when he announced him, he said, "For the record, there are many people who wanted to be the White House chief of staff. Mick M will do a great job."
You think it's?
And then he said, "Please."
Yeah.
Then he tweeted out, "As I predicted all along, Obamacare has been struck down as an unconstitutional disaster. Now Congress must pass a strong law that provides great health care and protects pre-existing conditions." Mitch and Nancy.
So basically Obamacare.
Yeah, Mitch and Nancy. Mitch and Nancy, get it done. Then, wow. But not surprisingly, Obamacare was just ruled unconstitutional by a highly respected judge in Texas. Great news for America.
I'm sure he knew about that judge.
No, wait, was he a Trump appointee?
Oh, that would be awesome.
Wait. No, that would be horrible, actually, for public trust.
Let me just ask you a question. So, you really think that they would do it? I have a feeling they'll just stonewall until they think they can use it as a means.
Here's
what's
gonna happen.
Sorry. I think they might just stonewall if they think they can use it as a means to obtain the presidency in 2020 by just saying, look at what's happened under the Trump administration. even if he's not responsible for it because it's not legislation, or at least not directly responsible for it.
I think what's going to happen is both parties are going to both parties are going to find a talking points going into the new healthcare battle, which might ensue. And whoever decides politically advantageous will keep pushing the other side is going to have some real issues. What were you saying, Esteban?
No, I'm just saying they're not going to be able to stonewall for this long, and I'll tell you why. The demand for healthcare, the demand for a good healthcare policy is so incredibly significant. This is a huge, overwhelming demand. That if, in fact, it goes up to the Supreme Court, and sometime in 2019... the Supreme Court rules in favor of, let's say, you know, the conservative side of this argument, which is that the mandate is not, and I guess I think the particulars is that the tax tax bill or what is it, the tax penalty was revoked, and therefore the Supreme Court would have no justification for deeming it constitutional. If in fact the conservative side is right in this, and there is a complete vacuum in healthcare policy, I think what ends up happening is the Democrats look like major obstructionists, and their whole thing about the Republicans being the true obstructionists and all that all goes out the window. All their credibility about the Republicans being the real wrenches in the system, that all goes out the window. So I think that this is not a political winner if they're not going to pass single-payer health care. So if Rand Paul brings something to the table, if Rand Paul, Ted Cruz, Mike Lee bring something to the table, and they refuse to even look at it or to consider it, then I think that makes them look politically at a disadvantage, politically unwilling to have that kumbaya bipartisanship moment for healthcare. So I think that doesn't necessarily hurt Trump if the Democrats plan on stretching it out.
Yeah.
Especially if he makes pre-existing conditions his issue.
Not necessarily. It depends. Yeah, it depends how the public perceives what happened. If they perceive this as a product of Trump,
it wasn't a Trump appointee. It was a Bush appointee.
Why didn't he do it before? I don't understand.
Because these things take time, Kevin. Dude, the legal system's not just, oh, I don't like this. Like it's
yeah, no,
it's not everyone's as partisan as you. Okay.
Just do it.
I don't like this. I'm gonna state abolished. Like, what was that?
No, I'm just curious. How do you think the media is gonna cover this? That's.
The media is gonna cover this. How the media covers this? The interesting
that determines whether or not
they're gonna say 120 million people just lost their
healthcare. I have trouble believing that they're even gonna honor the judge's verdict.
I think they're gonna honor the verdict. I don't think they're gonna go that far.
Before you go, make sure to subscribe to our channel, make sure to like this video, and please click the bell to get our notifications in order to fight the YouTube censorship. Please make sure, if you are a longtime listener, or even if you're not, to go on to checkpointnews.com/donate to reciprocate the value back to us that we are providing to you. And please, if you cannot do that, then go over to checkpointmerch.com, and then you can find our wide selection of merchandise items for you to purchase so that you get something directly other than, of course, the great value that we're providing you through these mediums. Make sure to follow us on Twitter, Minds, Gab, Steemit, Facebook, Instagram, and a variety of other social media platforms that we have listed below. It helps us out immensely, and it makes it easier for us to reach you, the listener. Thank you so much for watching.